People have been decorating Christmas trees in their homes since the 16th century. It's a tradition that began in Germany and spread throughout Europe and the rest of the world. I remember decorating a Christmas tree in our house. We would always get the tree from this local grocery store. It was real and had been cut. One year, I remember feeling badly that we were killing at least one tree per year just for our enjoyment. So Dad found a place that sold trees that kept the roots. I was so excited to plant that tree at the edge of the mountainside by our house. Last I checked, it was still there. Dad would put up the tree and string the lights. He's probably the only one who had the patience to check and replace bulbs. Mom put on the garland, and us kids got to place our works of art on the tree. Of course, they inevitably landed in close clusters on the front of the tree, and one year, when we got home from Granny's house on Christmas Eve, the tree had fallen over from the weight of the ornaments. The lights were multicolored and the ornaments were sentimental and completely uncoordinated. Sometimes only one small strand would blink, but it was always beautiful. Today, many people use reusable artificial trees, but others still love the smell and sight of a real tree in their home. You can buy trees on retail lots or at farmers markets, but another option is going to a tree farm and picking out a tree just for yourself. Our producers, Eric Douglas and Roxy Todd, have both been spending some time talking to West Virginia farmers who grow Christmas trees. They got together to compare notes after they visited two farms in West Virginia, one in Kanawha County and the other in Upshur.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Roxy.
So I understand you've been chopping down Christmas trees.
Well, chopping down may not be the word I would use. We saw them down. But yeah, no, I've been out at a local tree farm and there's just something cool about picking out your own Christmas tree and the smell of the pine and all that. It's a pretty fun experience.
I agree. I actually went a couple years when I was a kid, and what I remember was the hike out in the middle of the woods and then felt like so long and it was cold, but then they had hot chocolate back at the barn. So the whole experience stands out to me as a big adventure as a kid.
I think that's part of it for a lot of families is it's that adventure. It's getting out and making a day of it. I know the owner of the tree farm that I visited, Bob Wipke, mentioned that he has families come out and they'll literally bring a picnic with them and have lunch and pick out their tree and just make a whole day of it, make a whole experience out of it.
So tell me about the farm that you visit with your family.
The Wipke Tree Farm's not far from where I live. It's actually what Bob Wipke refers to as unusable land or had been unusable land. It's pretty steep hillside that he just goes through and plants trees every year, and he's been doing this for about 30 years now.
And it sounds really picturesque and beautiful, but I understand it's a ton of work.
It is a ton of work. There's a lot goes into it. It's not just something that you do for a couple weeks come Christmas time. It's a year-round process for preparing the trees.
The hardest time is in midsummer when it's the hottest, because here you have a window of about 1 month to shear all your trees. Ooh. And you have to do it while the trees are in new growth. They're just putting on the new growth. The tree will set more buds to make it come thicker the next year, and it shapes the tree up.
Are there a lot of farms here in West Virginia that do this?
There are farms in West Virginia, but unfortunately the number is declining. I don't know that anybody knows exactly why, other than maybe just our farmers are getting older and getting out of the business. Actually, that's true with Bob Wipke as well. He said for age and for some health reasons, he's decided to close down his farm. He may have another year or two in it, but he's shutting things down.
Unfortunately, everybody's like me. They're getting old, and they're going out of business. And it's really happened the last 5 or 6 years. We did have over 150 growers in the state, and we're down to less than 90 now. And choosing cut growers like myself, there's only about 28, 30 of those in the whole state.
So, Roxy, West Virginia actually has about 12 million acres of forested land, but we don't have a lot of evergreens. As compared to actually the mountains in the Appalachian Mountains of North Carolina, where they grow 20% of the Christmas trees that are sold in the United States.
Wow.
I was amazed by that. Their numbers are pretty staggering.
So if you get a Christmas tree in, say, Ohio or Illinois, chances are it comes from North Carolina.
Yeah, they're shipping them all over the region. West Virginia actually only cuts about 43,000 trees each year. So you know, we're literally 1% of the total of Christmas trees cut nationwide every year.
So when you first mentioned this story, I told you, well, I go out with my family every year and pick our tree. Why don't I bring my recorder with me? So I did. And it was great because it was an opportunity to talk with Ron Fowler, the owner of Fowler's Christmas Trees in French Creek up in Upshur County, West Virginia.
It's a very labor-intensive business.
Mr. Fowler is a retired forester, and he actually started this venture about 30 years ago thinking, oh, this will actually make me some money. This will allow my wife and I to do well in our golden years.
And I thought, if you put pencil to paper, I thought I was going to make a lot of money. Well, it didn't work out that way. It did not work out that way.
And his wife, Tilly Fowler, you know, she loves this work. She loves seeing the families. He kind of had to persuade her that this was a good idea. And now that they're getting up in years, they have some health issues, they're realizing that they're not going to be able to stop farming anytime soon.
Retirement's not an option, really. We still plan on being in business for several more years anyway.
So it's a lot of work, but Tilly says that they're actually doing pretty well if they can keep up with the work. There's a steady number of customers who want to pick their own Christmas trees.
We will probably have one of our best seasons this year.
Roxy, I think that's true. I think people are actually kind of going back to an attitude of, you know, this is something I did with my parents. This is something I did as a kid. And I want to instill that in my own family and create my own family traditions. So it almost feels like, at least the families I spoke to, it feels like it's growing. It feels like more young families are going out cutting their trees down. I actually talked to a young man named Cody Williams who was out with his family. He actually had a really interesting connection to his own father and why he wanted to start this tradition.
A couple of years ago, we actually dug up a picture of me and Dad cutting down a tree, and so I just decided that's something I definitely wanted to do with my kids.
Yeah, what he says there reminds me of something that I heard when I spoke with 20-year-old Sierra Linger. She was at the Fowler Christmas Tree Farm picking out a tree with her family.
Since I was little, me and I have two older siblings, we would always come every year, and each year a different kid got to pick the Christmas tree, and we get to cut it down and pick out our own and take it back and wrap it before we go decorate it.
So who picked the tree out this year?
Me.
And Sierra actually has an unusual strategy for picking out her Christmas tree.
I have a thing where when I first get out of the car, I try to pick out the tree that I want before I get to look at them. And then I go see if I'm right, and I did. So this is the very first one that I picked, and I thought it was the prettiest one. It was the greenest, and it smelled the best.
That's a great story. How did it work out for her? Did she find the one she was looking for?
She did. Yeah. They were carrying a massive looking tree that I don't think I could carry on my own.
That sounds cool. So it sounds like she really enjoys going out and cutting down a tree.
She does. And she would like to keep cutting down trees for many years to come.
I love it. It's something that I want to continue to do when I get older, you know, get married, have kids. I want to come pick out the tree. And it's a big part of the Christmas tradition. And I really love it.
So, Roxy, you were out cutting down a tree for your family. How did that go for you?
Well, we haven't had our own personal Christmas tree in my family for a couple years because we had a new cat, and last year we had a new baby. But this year, my husband and I decided to cut our own tree. We picked out a little white pine, and my husband sawed it with his own bare hands while I held my one-year-old daughter.
Is it decorated and ready?
As of last night, yes. Kind of late to the game, but we strung out some Christmas lights. And now I realize the real challenge is we have to agree to disagree on the type of decorations we put up. I'm more of a colorful, lots of ornaments person. My husband, not so much. He likes the very simple white lights. So we have a little compromise.
Well,
we're working out.
Yeah, that's called married life, actually.
But I have to say, it was really fun to take my one-year-old daughter out in the woods. And there was this one moment where she was looking out over the ridgeline And our family had all scattered because they were all looking for their favorite tree. And she could see us all, and you could tell she felt like she was having an adventure out in the woods. And so I think this Christmas tree experience was one of my favorites.
You know, Roxy, I think that kind of sums it up, actually. It's the family, and it's the adventure, and kind of coming together and celebrating the holiday.
Well, happy holidays, Eric.
Merry Christmas to you.